Yes.
Sometimes communication can become quite difficult.
Between who?
Anyone, I think, but, you know, between devotees, between different families, and things like that. What are some practical ways to remove those obstacles?
Household life means social life. There should be always some gatherings, birthdays, and various samskara celebrations to bring families together. And then it's easier to communicate. Brahmacharis and sannyasis are not so much interested in social life, you know. Put them together in a good kirtan, you're satisfied. Yeah, that's association. You're jumping up and down, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Household life is different, you know. It's a social kind of phenomenon. Man, wife, children. Householders like conviviality, you know. Just like in the fourth canto, Shiva, he's actually renunciate even though he's married. He didn't want to go to the yajna that Daksha was making. But his wife, Sati, she's Daksha's daughter, she wanted to go. How can we avoid this great social event? She looks in the sky, and she sees all the airplanes of the demigods heading towards the yajna. Look, everyone's going. I'm the only one who's not going. All my sisters will be there dressed so nicely and opulently with jewels. I want to dress up and go to the yajna. She was not interested in going. And in fact, you shouldn't go. Because there'll be a great traumatic experience for you, because your father and I have had a big argument. Actually, Daksha had offended Shiva. So Shiva, there's no way Shiva was going. And he warned his wife, don't go. You won't be able to tolerate your father blaspheming me. It's going to crack your heart. Don't go. But she couldn't. She just couldn't listen. How can I avoid this great gathering? My family, I haven't seen them, my sisters, everyone's going to be there talking, you know. And Lord Shiva said, I'm not going. Because actually Shiva's a renunciate. He's able to have Durga Devi, the material energy personified as his wife, and still be renounced. He doesn't even give her a house. He lives under a tree. Don't you try that. So that's the nature of family life. And so it's the householder community should always have various social events to attend where they can associate, and in that way they can discuss, enliven each other, give guidance. The seniors can give guidance and counsels of the juniors. So many social events can be there, especially samskaras, you know, birthdays and housewarmings and moving into a new house, and there's so many opportunities to come together for prasad and kirtan. That's what makes a grihastha ashram livable.
Just thinking, Lord Nityananda, didn't he create some plans for grihasthas to do namaha, and in that way, association as well as focus on consciousness?
Certainly you can do that. You can preach Krishna consciousness according to your capacity. First make your home Krishna conscious, then invite others to your home. Preaching is the best kind of social interaction. Still, it's a fact that besides the preaching aspect of life, you have your own practical situation. Wife, husband, kids. That's a big job. You need support and encouragement in that job. It's not only preach, 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 preach. Of course, all glories to the preaching. But in order to maintain your preaching, you have to maintain your home. And to maintain your home, you need encouragement. Non-devotees are not going to enliven you about maintaining your household and a Krishna conscious standard. That enlivenment will come from other devotees. Do you understand?